Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Totally. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. Good vibes and Friday. I mean, we have that every day, but it's special on a Friday. Friday. That's right. That's a special new song I just wrote for Friday. Let's do some Benson Boone tickets here, shall we? Benson Boone, right now, text the word groove, G-R-O-O-V-E. I love the word groove. Groove. Text that to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win the mystical, magical four-pack of tickets to see this guy. Mystical, magical, baby. Benson Boone, October 1st at the Chase Center. That's less than 2 weeks away. Please stop laughing. You're ridiculous.
Sorry, other days.
No, oh yeah, F all the
You're
other
You're all worthless. It's
worthless.
Friday.
Friday's the day. And groove is the word. Text the word groove to 20357 for a chance to get tickets for the show. Courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is groove. Creative energy. Thanks for my hot tub. Oh my God. It was actually chilly yesterday when we got in. It was so great.
What are you going to do this weekend when you have guests in?
I guess I did tell them to bring bathing suits. Mm. I'll have to put on a bathing suit to get in the hot tub, which is a bit of a style cramper.
You don't have to.
Yes, we do have to. They're not that kind of friends, Vinny.
So you're not going full Marin?
We're not going full Marin. Oh. Not yet.
Is that a reputation that Marin has?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
Key
know
parties,
that.
Key parties, naked hot tub parties.
Ooh.
It's swinger
wife build. Swapping. Yeah, swing town. Yeah.
Mill Valley, swing town, USA.
Yeah, apparently.
I love that for them.
Yeah, it's up to them, right? I mean, people can participate or not. I don't want to be lumped in. I've been invited to swing, but I would not.
You said no.
I didn't tell anyone that you did. It was like
yes.
This. It went like this. I was picking my kid up from a play date. He's like, I don't know, 9. And I walk out, park my car, and I walk up the front steps of this cute little bungalow where somewhat friends of ours live with, and their kid and my kid are playing together. And the dad opens the front door. He's standing there in his robe. He's got a glass of wine in his hand. He says, hey, I just opened a bottle of wine. You want to come in and hang out for a bit? I'm like, I just want my kid. I just want to go. I felt like that was an invitation. And I know for a fact he had some other things going on. So I was flattered, of course.
What do you mean he had some other things going on?
I've heard some stories about them as a family.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Sheesh.
So I was, but I had never been. I mean, he didn't send me like an engraved invitation, but I could tell what was going on. You
Sounds
know, you just
like
get
a nice
that feeling
to me.
Sometimes.
Are
you a very nice person? Look, I'm sure there are plenty of swingers out there who are very nice people. Don't play the sexy music.
Creative energy.
Yes. I'm so sorry. Although creative energy is like, yeah, you can do whatever you want in your hot tub. We sell a lot of them in Marin.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Creative energy. And you can go in there. And they have a few that are set up with water and are all ready to go so they can show you how they all work. I don't know if you can go in there with a bathing suit. You can call and ask Cole. He's at the San Rafael location. But they have all the models out there, all the different kinds of things they have, and you can climb right into them and see, oh, like this is comfortable. I like where the jets are on this one. This is fun. It's really cool. Fall into comfort. It's almost fall. Into comfort with Creative Energy's Red and Gold Sale. Save on hot tubs, endless pools, saunas, and more. Visit creativeenergy.com before these fall savings end. Creative. Be creative with your creative energy hot tub. I mean, do what you want with it. It's up to you. Okay. Be afraid. Be very afraid. I really feel like there's a lot of stories about this, and some of them I'll just read you the headlines and you can go look them up if that's what you want. But the bottom line here is that it's Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel has been taken indefinitely off the air at ABC because he made some comments, which were incorrect, apparently, about Charlie Kirk in the day after they were. But it was not something that needed to be pulled off the air. And there's more on this. This is fear. And we're watching fear happen. And we're watching the media. We're watching our freedom of speech be taken away from us. Like, this is what's happening. You know, however, whichever way you lie, and I get that we're super divided in this country, so I'm going to just try to give you the story, but you can't deny that when someone gets taken off the air for making a joke or saying something that they think, and then they're shut down, that's what that is. Jimmy Kimmel is not waiting around to be reinstated by ABC. He is trying to break his contract and move on, reportedly. He also wants to go on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert before that goes off the air. Colbert has been very supportive to Jimmy in all of this.
They all seem to be gathering around each other.
They definitely are. A source says, this is the last straw, and Jimmy is now going to break his relationship with ABC forever. He is not going away quietly, even if he cuts ties with the network. The quote is, Jimmy said he's going to fight. Not even because he cares so much for the show, although he does, but because he cares about the precedent. And it looks like there could be some truth to this. Jimmy was at his lawyer's offices yesterday. David Letterman chimed in on Kimmel's suspension, saying, you can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian, a criminal administration in the Oval Office. That's just not how this works, except this is how it's going. Sinclair Broadcast Group, they are their own problem here. They're going to air a tribute to Charlie Kirk in Kimmel's time slot, which is fine. They're allowed to do that on all the ABC affiliates because they own a lot of stations.
Right. So you might be watching ABC in one particular town or city or county, and they're owned by Sinclair and they're taking that in via syndication.
Right.
So they, like when you say Sinclair, nobody knows
right,
that.
Exactly.
But
it's a media company.
They own a bunch of stations.
Yes.
And they've decided to chime in.
Right.
And they're very right-leaning. In fact, I turned down a job there because I just couldn't.
Well, they have parameters for if he ever wants to come back, here are the rules. That way. And that's really not. Okay. So there's that. There's a show called The Charlie Kirk Show, and the executive producer called Paramount. That's where CBS is, and that's where South Park is, because that's a Comedy Central thing. And he asked them to reinstate the South Park episode that made fun of Charlie Kirk. He says Charlie loved that they parodied him, and he would have wanted that episode to air.
I heard a quote from him where he said, if we can't laugh, we have to be able to laugh at ourselves. We have thick skin. I mean, that was his quote about that episode. And that episode was, you know, it was a South Park episode. It was not, it was a lot worse than Kimmel.
Yeah. Yes. Former President Barack Obama is urging media companies to stand up to the Trump administration rather than capitulate to it. Jon Stewart, he did not do a show on Monday. And I did think to myself, there had to be a reason why that was probably a show that the higher ups said, no, we're not going to do that. He unveiled a Trump-compliant daily show that aired last night, apparently. I have not got to see it yet, but I'll watch that today. after ABC pulled Kimmel, basically his thought is the First Amendment is now determined by niceness to the president. From Comedy Central, it's the all-new government-approved daily show with your patriotically obedient host, Jon Stewart. That's how Thursday night's edition started. He normally only hosts on Monday. He stepped in to satirically showcase what The Daily Show might have to morph into as the Trump administration pushes for acquiescence from the media. The whole administration compliant Daily Show bit, of course, was a response to this week's suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live. And Let's see if there's anything else I want to get to in this. A humble, obedient John Stewart heaps praise upon America's glorious leader, Donald J. Trump, and provides an FCC-approved refresher on the rules of free speech in the wake of Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. There's and there's a lot of clips out there. If you know, and if you are someone who, and actually, if you've got Paramount Plus, you just that streams. You can get that whenever you want. That's how I watch it.
For those of you out there who may not be aware of how some of this stuff works, radio and TV are governed by the FCC. The licenses that these companies,
the broadcast,
have
licenses
to use that signal for whatever shows they're airing, they're not guaranteed. You have to do certain things in order to keep your license.
And there have always been rules.
It's always been the case, right? And we've always lived in the shadow of that. Most of the time, they're nowhere to be. The FCC is nowhere to be found. The threat is there, and we all feel that. And the companies have said, if you do something, you are responsible for that. We are not. We don't have your back where that's concerned. So way back when, the regulations were loosened for these corporations to buy up a bunch of media.
You could have 5 television stations or 5 radio stations and a newspaper.
It used to be tighter, and then they loosened them up, and these corporations went out and bought everything.
So there are companies that own hundreds of radio and television, or thousands even, of radio and television stations across the country, and they can dictate which way all of those things
lean. The FCC can dictate by threatening these licenses.
By threatening the corporation, right, so, and then they say, you're not covering that anymore. There'll be no more anti-Trump stuff. There'll be no more anti-whatever they've decided they're anti.
Right.
So Jon Stewart did do a show last night. If you are a fan of The Daily Show, that sounds like a must-watch to me. Seth Meyers, who is great, I love him. He jokes he's always admired Trump after Kimmel's suspension. We're going to keep doing our show the way we've always done it. So he says, let's see. His administration is pursuing a crackdown on free speech, and completely unrelated, I just want to say before we get started here, I've always admired and respected Mr. Trump. I've always believed he was a visionary, innovator, a great president, and an even better golfer. And if you've ever seen me say anything negative about him, that's just AI. So he sounds like he went off on his show too. Can't wait to see that. Stephen Colbert rips ABC pulling Jimmy Kimmel as blatant censorship to appease Donald Trump. With an autocrat, you cannot give an inch. Colbert came to the defense on last night's Late Show, using his monologue to blast ABC executives for indefinitely suspending Jimmy Kimmel Live. And Jimmy Kimmel is, as I reported a little bit earlier, it's looking like he's not trying to get that job back. He's trying to get out of his contract. He has a great contract, too. You know he has every summer off, the whole summer.
I never watch these shows, ever.
Sometimes it's fun because they'll have a good guest host on there. But mostly I'm just like, where's Jimmy? So this is, he was, let's see, indefinitely suspended. The whole show was indefinitely suspended after the FCC commission chairman, Brendan Carr, floated action against the network. Shortly after Carr made his statements about ABC, Kimmel gets yanked off the air. The decision came after senior executives at ABC, Disney, and affiliates convened emergency meetings during which multiple execs felt that Kimmel had not actually said anything over the line, but the threat of the Trump administration retaliation loomed. This is so scary. You know, it's most people don't work in media, and so they get mad when we're playing that ad that nobody likes, or they, you know, why don't you guys say something? We are basically owned people. That's what it comes down to. We work for a station that is owned by a corporation. Free speech in and of itself right there. You feel like, okay, well, they own the license. It's an incredibly difficult situation, and it's a very slippery slope when the administration is going out of its way to send someone after a station, and then they're shutting up and they won't even tell the truth about something. Like, where is this going to go? It's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few. Jimmy Fallon vows to continue covering Trump amid fears that will be censored. Stands by Jimmy Kimmel, hoping that he'll come back. There's a lot of stories out there. I mean, look, if you're looking to read this stuff, you know, enjoy yourself. It is really, it's a very frightening time to be, well, in broadcasting, but also an American. Like, it's like we've gone back generations. It's crazy.
I would argue we haven't, because back in the day, they would have fought this. Media would have said, we're not going to be told what we can, as long as we're within the broadcast rules, mm-hmm. free speech is allowed, and we're going to fight for that, and they're not.
Yeah, and I agree with you in that case. I'm talking the overarching umbrella of rights being taken away from people left and right and things changing so dramatically that I feel like progress is being erased. Like, things that have been fought for forever and finally attained, and human safety. Like, these are things that are just being taken away. And we're all just sitting here. Like, everyone's afraid and no one's really, I'm like, please, Jon Stewart, save the world.
Well,
he's not stupid enough to run for president, but I would vote for him. Okay. I think that we should move on. We'll move on to the next thing.
I'm not going
to
read them all, like, but just so you boys. Know, we got a lot of texts saying thank you for talking about this, and it's really important. So
it is, and I'm sure that there are also texts on there saying you should shut your stupid mouths, and you know that guy's well within his rights. Just to erase all of the texts my mom sends. That's fine. In movie theaters this weekend, I swear to God, we're all watching different news than the other. Like, all this side watches all this news, this side watches all this news, and then there's this huge divide. The gorge is in between.
What's weird is Tucker Carlson, of all people, has really come out against the Kimmel firing. Like
that is actually really surprising.
So, like, conservatives, I mean, there are some who were,
well, some of them
were
did like America in the olden days, two years ago or whenever. Here's some new movies that are out this weekend. I put the trailers up at the Sarah and Vinny face page.
I love movies.
I know you do. That's why I looked at you and I said, here's the movies. That's a segue for you, people. Radio pro. A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. This is rated R. It's Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie.
It's rated R?
It is rated R. And apparently he did some talk show. Probably it's been canceled because they said something bad about something. He was saying that she like turned him on big time. But then it was sort of creepy sounding. So he was like, you know, her talent turned me on.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to say about your coworker.
I know.
By the way, I saw this movie. I went to an early screening of it on Monday and I posted a little bit about it on my Instagram. It's not very good.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for Wuthering Heights? It's me too. Oh my God, it's smoking hot. So it's Margot Robbie and that Jacob Elordi guy. And if you've read Wuthering Heights, like, that was one of the classics you had to read, and there have been, you know, and Kate Bush loves it. She has a whole song about it. And it's just one of those old-timey English stories where you're not even sure, like, why don't anybody ever say what they really think in England? Like, nobody ever comes right out and says, well, that would be improper if I was to, it's inappropriate for me to state my actual feelings.
And the minute they do, then they're married and engaged.
Right. You know? And if you
I love
send,
you. I love you. Well, let's get married.
Obviously, we will marry because nothing else can happen between the two of us until we are. Anyway, that's coming up pretty soon. It is it's frustrating to read that stuff. The olden days. Let's go back there. A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. This is Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie. They play two strangers who meet at a friend's wedding and then find themselves on an adventure when they discover a magical door that lets them relive important memories of their past together. So what are they, reincarnated?
No, they go through these doors that take them to times in their past. They relive them, sort of. It changes with every door.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like that movie. What's the one? Is it called Insomnia? Inception, where it's all about these dreams and you can't tell what's in a dream.
Oh, you mean Monsters, Inc., when they go through the doors? And
No, not that one. That's a good one, though. That's pretty funny.
It is true, though.
Yeah. They do.
It's not Inception. What is that movie called?
Insidious.
I don't know. But it's the one where they get into the people's dreams.
It's starring Leo DiCaprio,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not, I don't think that's Inception. Inception stars.
No, Inception's when they go into the dream. The
it
dream
is.
Within a dream.
It's Inception.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is, it sounds like that one.
It's
anyway.
Not. It's nothing like that.
Okay. Do they get after it, these two? It's rated R.
They, well, I won't spoil it.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking of Interstellar.
Oh.
Always with the first dumb letter.
Yes, yeah. The Senior is out today. This is a PG movie. The trailer's up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. This is a sports drama starring Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old who finally goes back to finish his senior year of high school. You know, this is not a trope I haven't seen before. You know, the older person goes back. They want to go back and finish high school. You don't have, that does not happen. It would never be allowed. But okay, maybe this is, it must be a comedy. Because, oh no, it says a sports drama. He's a 59-year-old who goes back to finish his senior year of high school, decides he also wants to play football because he's technically still eligible. It just feels unlikely. There's also something called Xeno, which I'm always for, a sci-fi thriller. This one stars a woman by the name, a young lady by the name of Lulu Wilson. So I looked her up. She appears to have been a big child star, but I see her in Annabelle, Creation, The Haunting of Hill House. You know, so she's done some work. She's a cute girl, nice eyes. And apparently she meets an alien and in the desert. And then the government's trying to capture and kill it. So she's got to protect it. And it sounds awesome.
It's so interesting to be an actor who does like exclusively horror and thriller.
Yeah.
So that's so cool.
Right. Like that's where you end up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really good at screaming. And looking terrified.
Right, literally.
You got to go where the work is, right?
I know, exactly. Oh, they're offering a job? Okay,
Saw something about McConaughey, who I was looking at on Interstellar. Did you see this quote? Do you have that?
No, what is it?
It's him saying, I will not be doing romantic comedies anymore.
Oh, I did.
And he turned down big money.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I don't want to be that guy.
And we all know he can act. We've all seen True Detective. I mean, come on. That was epic.
I think he got nominated and won for Dallas Buyers Club too.
Yeah, yes,
that was
that's
so
right.
good.
He was great. He's great, and he is actually really known for a lot of romantic comedies. He did a ton of those, and he's like, no thanks, I don't want to do. And at this point in his career, he doesn't have to. I'm sure he never has to work another day in his life. Actually, I'm not sure about that. I don't really know how much people make. I'm always surprised by what someone's net worth is. Jordan
Peele.
He
could be house
poor. Yeah, he could be. Jordan Peele has a brand new film out. You know how he does, Get Out had two words, but then there was Us, and now there's Him.
Oh.
Him, rated R. It's a sports horror flick that stars Tyreek Withers as an up-and-coming football player who's invited to train at the isolated private estate of a legendary quarterback who's played by Marlon Wayans. It becomes increasingly sinister, and Marlon Wayans' character becomes violent, and, you know, he's all about the takeover. You know, he's all about, it's like, I wonder if he's going to use this young up-and-coming football player's blood or something to make himself young again.
The trailer looked really good.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah, I saw the trailer and made me want to see it.
One of the promo pics literally has the one character standing behind the other character with his hands on his shoulders. Very intimidating.
Oh.
So I think you might be on the right track.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, it's a sports horror film. What could it possibly be about? Not deflated balls, right? That I know of. Him is the name of that. It's rated R, new Jordan Peele. And he's good. I mean, I feel like those are some good movies. He also did like an alien one too, right?
Kiki Palmer.
Yeah. What's the name of that one?
I forget.
Anyway.
It was good. It was great though. And that was the most fun of all of his movies.
That was a fun, funny alien caper. It was good.
Nope.
That's it. That was a great movie. All these trailers are up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. Let's see. Farm Aid is happening this weekend. It starts at 4 Pacific time on CNN. And there's also like a live webcast on the Farm Aid YouTube channel that starts, looks like maybe 9:30 in the morning our time. The streaming premiere of 28 Years Later, if you like zombie stuff, that's Saturday on Netflix. And a documentary.
Oh, tell
called
me more.
Lilith Fair, Building a Mystery, The Untold Story. Sunday
we were there
on Hulu.
For
I know,
all of
we
that.
Certainly were. I put the trailer for that.
The station was built
on the Lilith Fair.
On the Lilith Fair.
All right, what's coming up, Ben?
The National Toy Hall of Fame has revealed the finalists. Is your favorite toy going to be a Hall of Famer? After these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ed Sheeran just announced his new tour dates, and he's making his way back to the Bay. July 25th at Levi's Stadium, all next week. From 7:05 in the morning until 6:05 in the afternoon, we have your chance to win tickets for Ed Sheeran every hour. So stay locked in. Head to RadioAlice.com for more details. It's all courtesy of Messina Touring Group.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. With over 60 years of experience, Fremont Bank knows a thing or two about commitment. With a deep dedication to building healthy Bay Area communities, the bank and its foundation have made a lasting impact in the Tri-Valley. By supporting local nonprofits like Open Heart Kitchen and Access Community Health, they're helping ensure these vital organizations thrive for years to come. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. So clouds in the morning, partial clearing today, kind of like yesterday with the highs in the low 80s. The Bills beat the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football last night. Wasn't really a game I gave too much care to or time to, but I will be watching when the Cardinals are in town to take on the Niners. It's a home game. Go Niners!
Go Niners.
And I believe Mac Attack will be starting, and there's a chance Purdy will be the backup.
Oh, is that so?
But he's got a an injury.
Let's let him heal. Mac, let's give Mac a little bit of room here.
Let's go, Mac Attack.
Come on.
Today, you know, the internet's great for a lot of things. And then dumb stuff happens and you go, someone made Talk Like a Pirate Day happen. Okay. Well, today's today's that day.
Oh, it comes around fast, doesn't it? It always feels like, you know. Hey, matey, do you like some grog?
I like booty. Booty, I say.
Hey, keep your filthy paws off me, treasure map. That's my chest of gold.
Arg.
I don't know what pirates say. That all sounds about. That sounded pretty good, though.
The Toy Hall of Fame is fun, in my opinion, because we all had those things that we gravitated towards, and then there's these things where you're like, who played that?
Right. Like, Lincoln Logs has to be in there, right? Lincoln Logs that they have today are all like plastic. The roof is all in one piece. Like, you know, I like the old timey toys.
Well, so let me ask you a question.
All right.
These are finalists for this year. They are not in yet.
Do they have to be a certain age, or they have to have been popular for a certain amount of time?
I think so, but they only give away they'll tell us who won in November.
Okay.
And here are some of the finalists. They include the board game Battleship.
Oh, that's great. I'm surprised that's not in already. I love Battleship.
Battleship sucks.
Oh, you're crazy.
It's the worst
Battleship
game.
Battleship is great.
You suck. No one
wants to. No one wants to play a whole game of Battleship.
I used to play with my kids all the time. We play Battleship. We play Battleship.
People cheat at that too.
And it's a good way to teach kids how grids and graphs work.
Catan.
Oh my God, Catan is great. What
that's
is
that? A finalist. Yeah,
the settlers of Catan.
I don't know that one. I've heard her talk about it though.
You have to settle this land. You have to build roads and make little settlements, and then you have to trade all of your commodities. I'll give you 2 coal for 1 wood, or whatever. It's so fun.
These are the finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
So far, so good. I like both of those.
Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Connect Four.
Oh.
Cornhole.
Oh, Cornhole's great. Yeah, Cornhole's fun.
Furbies.
Oh, I remember Furbies. Weren't they big when we first started here?
Yep.
They were that was a huge deal. You couldn't get them.
Right now, the Furby in modern day is the Labubu.
Labubu.
The scooter's on the list. Slime is on the list. Slime is one of those things if your kids either, I think your kids missed slime, didn't they?
They had others. I would never have allowed slime in my house.
That is what that becomes in most situations. Yes. It's the thing that you, but I just bought some yesterday.
Oh.
Because.
Are they careful where they play with it?
No. Oh. And my wife will blame me because I bought it into the house, but it is, we had to go do a Target run and my kid had just lost her tooth and she was like, could I? And I was like, a bucket of slime, put it on the.
God, Vin.
You're a good dad.
You're a good boy.
Yeah.
Blue slime. What could go wrong?
Right. Oh, I'm sure
nothing. We actually went there because there are all these YouTube people who make a living teaching kids how to make their mom mad. Oh. And one of the things is how to make slime.
Oh, like from scratch?
You get some clear shampoo and some food dye and you'll have to. And I was like, all right, well, if it's going to keep you busy for a while, I'll get you some clear shampoo. And then she showed up with the bucket of already made blue slime and was like, can I just get this instead?
Because here it is all ready to be smeared all over the walls and ground into the carpet and get it on the counter. Dog.
I mean, I got to buy your sister deodorant and I got to get you this stuff and let's get out of here. Mm. I've been on the road all day and want to go home.
Mm.
Like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm still out.
Oh, what fun. That sounds like a great day.
It was a good day, but yeah. I mean, just, still, I'm still out. I'm still doing this stuff. Come on. Spirograph's on the list.
I love Spirograph.
A Star Wars lightsaber and Tickle Me Elmo are all up for induction into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Elmo loves his goldfish.
The 3 toys that were inducted last year include My Little Pony, Transformers, and a card game called Phase 10.
Oh, I've played Phase 10. I've never even heard of it. I can't remember how that's played.
Phase 10. Anybody?
Yeah. Nope.
I've played it. I don't remember.
Isn't that funny? I'm sure it's got to have a quick learning curve, right? Like you'd start playing it and you'd figure it out because we both have played it and I can't really remember how you play it.
I remember it had a lot of rounds.
Mm.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. My Pretty Pony was... That's legit, though.
My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
For the record, slime is bad. I did buy it, but they got me at a weak moment at the end of the day.
Well, I hope they don't put it into the Hall of Fame.
The first kid ruined a couch with hot pink slime.
Mm.
Ruined it. Wouldn't come off. Hot pink on tan colored.
Do you know there's some evil genius going, get the dye that never comes out. Mm-hmm. We're going to be ruining homes across the world.
What do kids do with it?
They just play with it. They just like the way it feels.
Isn't that satisfying? Mm.
That's one of the things. Mm.
They squish it through things and take videos of it and put it on YouTube.
Mm.
They put it in their Crocs and then shove their feet in.
Mm. I don't know. I don't know what they do with it.
What is the use of it? None.
Yeah, that's really,
there is no use.
It's, this. She was leaving with the bucket of slime in a backpack last night after dinner to go play with friends. And
oh, God.
I go, you can't bring that to the neighbor's house. You just can't. It's bad enough your mom's going to kill me and put me in on timeout.
Yeah, I don't need the whole... neighborhood out front with torches before, and pitchforks.
Oh, somebody sees some good times again.
That's awful.
But, I don't need the neighbors being like, F that guy.
Why didn't you suggest a stuffy? She loves those.
I don't know, because we can't bring any more of those in the house either.
Her room is, she crawls in there and just lays inside the stuffies.
What's something that's normal that's oddly creepy?
Oh, normal but oddly creepy.
Here's an example. When you sit down on an empty chair, but it's still warm from the person that was in it before you.
Oh, I kind of like that.
You like it?
It warmed the chair up for me.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be like, you know, men. Normal, but oddly creepy. I was just joking. I'll take the bear.
Maddie's not going to give you a drum hit for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think it was good enough for a drum hit, but, you know, if you're really...
That's oddly creepy.
If you're...
People who smile with wide eyes is on the list of things that are normal, but oddly creepy.
Yeah.
My whole face goes away when I smile. I just crunch right up.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like my eyes aren't really involved in the smile. I just.
Oh,
I did just open up my eyes when I smiled.
You got to smile when you, with your eyes. It's called smizing. You learned that on Top Model. Thank you, Tyra Smizing. Banks.
Right. Can you smize? Oh, look at you. You can smize.
Oh.
I'm model ready.
Yeah, you are.
Be careful. I hear it's exhausting.
Yes. Oh, my God. We were sweating and standing there for so long under those hot lights.
I'm always impressed
the
by
hallway.
Your durability, the two of you.
I know. The guy's taking like 6 pictures, but he goes, all
that's
right,
it.
Great. That's
And in every picture, he was just,
hurry up.
How's this?
Well, listen, here's what happens
we
at these things.
We had a photo shoot yesterday,
we
by
had a
the
photo
way.
Shoot.
There's always someone goes, do this, do that, and I start doing it. And then afterward, I'm driving home going, I would never do that. Why did I do it? And then that ends up being the picture that goes wide, and I'm like,
that means
oh,
it was good.
Oh.
You're really good at taking direction. What a good boy you are.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, what else is weird, but I mean, normal, but oddly creepy.
When you're having a one-on-one conversation and the person keeps saying your name, like, great point, Susan.
That is creepy.
Overuse of the first name is, like, you wouldn't even notice if they never said your name, but once they've said it a couple times, you're like,
Well, the worst part is if you are if you're sitting there going, I only know this person as bro.
Right.
Oh, darn it.
But see, that's what I do. I know everybody as bro or friend or whatever. Well, friend. I
friend.
I use friend a lot. People like it. But when I do learn
it's
a name.
Creepy, actually. I'm so glad you brought this up. I didn't mean to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, did he call you friend?
No, but he told me once, he's like, oh, this is a good thing to do if you forget people's name. And I was like,
okay, friend.
Okay, nameless friend.
Friend? What's wrong with friend?
It is a little weird. That's a little bit awkward sounding.
I used to call everybody good looking, but I'm not allowed to do that
anymore.
Oh,
yeah, don't do that.
That was worse. Friend is one step better, but I think we can find something even better, Maddie.
But when I've been referring to somebody as friend for a long time and I finally learned their name, I will overuse it like crazy. Like, what?
And they're like, oh, I used to be friend, but now you know my name, so.
Yeah. Like, there's a producer in the building who I couldn't remember his name forever. And they always say my name in the morning. Good morning, Maddie. And I'm just like, good morning, bro. And then I learned his name and now I say it quite often.
Are you talking about Sam or Carter?
No, Carter.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. I knew it had to be one of those guys.
These are things that are normal, but oddly creepy. They say when your cat or dog is staring at the corner of a room.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
They say that this is often people feel like their cat or dog can see ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, what are they seeing? Oh. Why are they looking over there? There's nothing
like
there.
Like, is the ghost of Kelly Clarkson in your... He had a dog named Kelly Clarkson who recently passed.
Yeah, and she's probably
Fred
not
knows
happy.
About her.
Yeah, well, Fred knows all about her. Mm.
These are things that are normal but creepy, according to this story on Reddit. Playgrounds at night.
Yeah. No, they
Why?
Are creepy.
What?
Because they're like it's a setting for a horror movie.
Oh.
And during the day, and there's kids around, and there's the screaming and the laughter of children, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then at night, like, there's no wind, but the swing is slightly moving.
You know what's creepier? I was walking down a street one time, and it was nighttime, like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And an ice cream truck drove by, and it was playing its music. And I thought that was really creepy.
Well, it was headed, obviously, to the abandoned playground.
Yeah.
Did you get a bomb pop, though?
I didn't. No, I was freaked out.
You didn't hail it?
I did not hail it.
I mean, creepy, but...
And I normally do. I will chase them down the street, but I didn't that time. Mm.
Mascots are on the list of things that are normal but creepy. People who say, my pleasure, instead of you're welcome.
What's wrong with that?
That seems a little, I mean,
just
I get
say
it.
Say their name, Chick-fil-A. Just call them out.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
You're saying, oh, yeah. You say thank you for, they say my pleasure?
Yep, every time.
Oh!
I think it's nice.
Huh! I did not, like the way she said that, I went, what are
I know,
we,
yeah, I'm like, Chick-fil-A? What about, who's Chick-fil-A?
What just happened?
Who's that guy? I feel like that, I wouldn't notice that unless it happened a bunch of times. Like, if you said, oh, my pleasure, I would be like, oh, isn't that extra generous?
Something I've noticed as a person who used to work retail, I ran a surf shop as a kid, or actually I worked in surf shops, then ran one, but the thing that retail people seem, it's like unanimous. If you walk into a store today, they will go, welcome in.
Yes.
And it's...
I see you.
It doesn't matter what industry or business you've walked into. They all say, welcome in, right when you get in there. And I guess that's... It must be in a business people handbook
thing. It must be. Because I've definitely noticed that as well. I always feel like it's an acknowledgement that I'm watching you. You better not steal anything.
That's what I feel too. Mm.
What are you two...
I'm like, dang, my plan's been thwarted.
Why
they saw
guilty conscience?
It's not that. It's that it's a weird acknowledgement because it used to be that you'd walk in and you might see a salesperson and be like, hey, if you have any questions, let me know. Or they'd come over after a while and say, would you like me to start a dressing room for you? Or, you know, something like that. Like that would be your first contact. But now it's like the door opens. Everybody looks up. You know, welcome. Welcome in.
Mm.
It's like, oh, okay. I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to go.
Something that's normal, but oddly creepy. Human feet. Multiple people say they just...
Creepy?
Feet.
I don't understand the obsession with feet. Like people being grossed out by feet, not liking feet.
Nothing creepy them. About Loving feet them. Is that you what use is the them to creep with.
Maddie just made the winkety wink.
Yuck.
Eyebrow.
This is the guy with the long list of things he can't put up with. He's like, yeah, I'll suck your toes.
Nothing creepy about that.
Just first, no. go for a run first.
The video of you doing that to some lady is creepy. I don't want to see that. Oh, I just had this image
of
him.
Of
no, but oh. I had an image of him doing it when you shouted it out.
When you do it, do you do it like you're eating something delicious? Like, you know, are you like, and do you like, is it, there's some licking?
I have a question.
Like kissing, you know.
Yeah. Vinny, I pick
when you're doing your foot thing,
yeah.
Do you feel like you need to have your clothes off for that part of the?
Do you feel any arousal?
Yes.
Oh,
but you're dressed. You're not yet. You have
it can be either one.
Are you wearing one of those furry costumes?
No,
you're not a furry.
No, I'm not a furry.
You'd be a good furry.
I mean,
furry.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I just no. Yeah.
They say, though, that the furry costumes start to really smell. Like, there's all these furry conventions, and then people are dancing in them, and they get really sweaty, and that the smell is part of the appeal. Is the smell part of the appeal for the feet?
No.
Oh, they need to be clean, washed.
Yes.
Just washed? Like, do you have, like, one of those massage buckets?
A little bucket by the bed?
A little, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
It's a good idea, though.
Mm. I was just curious about the clothing, like...
Well, you're trying to get a full image of me in your head. I understand.
If the missus goes, meet me upstairs, I'm pulling stuff off on the way. Like, I'm getting that. Yeah. I'm not getting in bed with a few items on that she can take off. I'm already.
Don't you ever give her a striptease?
No.
Flash it and then put it.
We don't get to luxuriate in it like that. We have kids.
Hello. Did you used to?
Yeah, probably.
Really? You did strip-teases for?
Well, no, not strip-teases, but you know, I'm not a dancer.
Swing your shirt.
That's not my
flick
thing.
Flick it across the room.
Human feet,
though.
Take
your bra off.
Many people say they just look wrong.
I don't know. Do they? I feel like maybe you're looking at them too long. If it's a part of the body that you're not that into, just look away. There's plenty of other things to look at.
800-400-3697 is our number. Maddie's on the show.
650, you know what's creepy? When some rando on Reddit tells us what's creepy and then we all freak out about normal behavior. Ariana in San Mateo.
What's normal? What part of that was normal?
Which one of those was normal?
You making out with feet?
I guess I get it.
Okay. Yeah, that was creepy. Just thinking about, like, I mean, I know that you're into feet, but then just like picturing it.
Can we not?
All right.
Yeah, I really should stop because I'm getting...
415, normal but creepy, a man in the woods. 510, kind of creepy talking about someone's reflection when they're standing next to them. Robin in Alameda. Hi, Robin.
Talking about someone's...
Talking to their reflection?
Talking to their reflection, excuse me, yes.
Every time that happens to me, I'm like, this is so weird. Why are we doing this?
Oh, like when we're standing together both at a sink in the bathroom and you look at each other's reflections.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just when, like, I've walked into the bathroom kind of talking to myself and I look in the mirror and I'll be like, oh, hey, you know, and then that happened yesterday and there was someone in the bathroom.
You said, oh, hey, to yourself in the mirror.
I saw myself in the mirror. I'd like to, you know, be friendly with myself. I mean, I don't do it all the time.
That's normal.
But I've definitely looked in the mirror and had a conversation with myself. I can't be alone on this. You've never been like, oh, man, you look so cute, or, oh, not that. Get that thing off.
Out loud?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No. That's okay.
Whatever.
That's your thing. 408, nothing is wrong with the word friend, Marty.
Yeah, spell Marty.
Correct. I'm a 45-year-old woman, so I've experienced creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy that you don't know the person's name, so you're calling them friend. That's so inauthentic.
It's actually the opposite of
that.
What
ain't your
truly
friend,
are, right?
Everybody I meet's my friend.
I always
so
think,
hello, acquaintance.
I think the friend thing is usually a woman putting a guy in, like,
a
letting
friend
him
zone.
Know. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, I can
I
see that
interested.
Being used as a form of protection, like an info, but also
I'm
protective.
Putting up a wall.
Just so you know, friend, and that person, I would like to think, would go.
With
oh.
benefits?
Well.
Oh, I think she really likes me. I'm in the friend zone now. You know what happens there?
Nothing.
I could booty call her at 2 a.m.
Hey, girl.
She'll come running. Hey, girl, hey. You up?
I just think if everyone treated each other as we were friends, you know, immediately as friends, we wouldn't have so many trouble.
Well, maybe next time you see
we
someone
have so many trouble.
So
next time you see someone not putting their shopping cart back, you should say, "Oh, hey, friend, I think you forgot to do this." Instead of, I guess people don't know about closing doors anymore.
You're right. Okay.
Per usual,
she is right. As usual.
I will consider that on my next shopping cart attack.
And next time somebody needs to cut in line in front of you, just think about, oh, if this is your friend who's in a rush.
I'd be like, hey, friend, you know you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah,
get in the back of the line.
And all these people behind me are going to hate me, too, for letting you in.
Yeah.
No!
No one's agreeing with you on that argument, Bob.
Oh, I did notice that in the comments. Not one person agreed with me.
Yeah. Weird. Very weird. Yeah.
We need you to hold the line.
Check out our Instagram if you're not sure what we're talking about. Great
at
Alice973.
That got put up. I saw one that you did when I was like yelling about the kegels and you were jumping down underneath the thing. I thought that was so cute. I was like, she jumps out of the table.
You liked being scary enough for her to.
I wasn't scary.
Duck.
She was. Are you afraid of me?
No, not at all.
A little bit.
A little bit, friend.
Yeah, your
kids
called you the monster.
No, I called me the monster. I said, don't wake the monster. Because I could be a monster.
So they did.
In my head, I am a monster. Okay. It's me. Benson Boone tickets, and Harrison Ford is mad about the Emmys.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up. Wake up. With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.